Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
We had the first half of this sort of series last week, and continuing with the junior meets now.
That's right. So, again, last week I just talked about, in 4-H we always talk about there's endless opportunities for you to take advantage of, and it's just kind of what you want to seek after and what of those opportunities you want to take advantage of. So last week I talked about a swine or a pig junior producer day that was up at the university in Manhattan. So today I'm going to talk about a junior meat goat producer day. Again, this will be in Manhattan on the university, which is always fun to go up and see that college. I think it's always beneficial. The more we can introduce our youth to those environments, the more comfortable they'll feel once it's time for them to blossom their wings and go there. But this is a really great opportunity for our meat producer, our meat goat producer, people that are in the project. It's going to be a great day. It's March 22nd, 2025. The first day there will be, this is a tentative schedule, but it looks like they're going to have several breakout sessions regarding to nutrition, facility and equipment, dough management and kitting, health and wellness. I'm guessing that's health and wellness of the farmer, which will be kind of an interesting session. Then the afternoon breakout sessions will be showmanship, reproduction, clipping, and grooming. Again, they will have a YQCA, which stands for Youth for the Quality Care of Animals. It's a training that you have to take for state events. If you're going to show any state events or at a national level, you have to have that YQCA training. And it's just, even if you're not going to those, taking advantage of state and national opportunities, it's still a really great training to have your kids go through. I think they soak up knowledge every time they go through it. But really a great day. And one thing I love about an opportunity like this is just the ability to network with people across the state of Kansas of like minds, that you'll get to, you know, get to know friends and families that are also exploring this adventure of the Meat Goat Project. And so I think that in itself is just very valuable. So we encourage all of our Meat Goat people to go ahead and take advantage of this opportunity. It's been in our newsletter. Again, this is through the university. The university is putting this on that our 4-H'ers have the opportunity to take advantage of. If you're having trouble finding the registration code or anything, please don't hesitate to reach out to the office, your local extension office, and we can walk you through how to get signed up. You must sign up by February 26th. And again, it's open to all ages. And again, an opportunity I highly encourage all of our 4-H'ers to take advantage of.
Yeah, big time event coming up for sure. Got to get a part. And it makes you get signed up. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.